Let's pray as we come to look at this passage a bit more. Gracious Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that we can read it and study it together, and we pray this morning you'd speak to us through it and open our hearts and our ears to listen to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I should say, before I start, there's no kids program this week. I know there's a few kids here, including mine. Sarah's going to organise some colouring sheets and activity packs for them outside, if you like. Well, the bags are packed, the car's loaded, we're almost ready to go.
牧師已經整裝待發,
this afternoon, our family's heading down to the beach for a week.
牧師和一家人將會去沙灘度去一個禮拜。
If you take a look around the congregation this morning, you'll see that there's lots of families taking journeys this time of year.
你睇下我哋今日會眾都少咗好多人，都知道有啲人一下已經出發咗，亦都有啲人咧準備出發去旅行啦。
There's a lot of people away.
大家都知道少咗好多人，所以我哋用細啲會堂。And
even Mary and Joseph and their newborn baby Jesus head off for a journey in today's passage.
喺今日經課度講到瑪利約瑟同埋個小B新生嘅耶穌都開始佢哋嘅第一個旅程。
Now, I should make clear, we're not going down to the beach for a holiday.
牧師首先聲明,他不是真的去沙灘附近,他真的放假。
We're actually going down to join the Balnarring Beach Mission as camp parents.
他去當地一個宣教會那裡去做一些事工。
We're going there to support the youth and young adults, a lot of them from our church.
他是去幫助,去支持他們,其中有很多是我們禮拜堂的年輕人。
And to try and make connections and share the gospels with the gospel with the families that are down there.
他是向他去那裡宣講的福音，分享他們的經驗，是跟當地的家庭。
So despite what you think, it's not a holiday, it is work.
牧師在這裡鄭重宣明，就是不是真的放假，是做事的。
I can't say the same for everybody else who isn't here this week.
今天我們不在的人，可能真的已經有些是放假了。
But I can say Mary and Joseph's trip is nothing like a holiday.
但是牧師可以保證你們今天說的約瑟和瑪利亞他們的旅程絕對都不是一個放假的旅程。
Their journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem would have been hard enough.
他們由拿撒勒去到伯利恒這個路程已經很漫長。
It's about 170 kilometres between the two towns.
大約是170公里那麼遠。
We could jump in a car and drive it in about less than 2 hours.
現在我們來說,上車駕駛2個小時已經到了,不是一件大件事。
But walking at a good pace would take 4 or 5 days.
但是如果要走得快一點的話,我們都可以4至5天可以走到。
And you can imagine with Mary being pregnant, it would have probably taken them a lot longer than that.
但是你可以考慮到瑪利亞當時是懷疑新孕,所以她走的腳程不會很快,那裡路程將會多很多時間。
They hadn't gone to Bethlehem for a holiday or because they heard there was a good maternity ward there.
他們不是說去那裡放假,或者是那裡的醫療設備好,令到他可以生產順利。
They were, it was because the census had been ordered by Emperor Augustus.
但是當時因為國王奧古斯丁要舉行這個census是...
Yeah.
No, I lost the word. It's Christmas.
It's okay. But as hard as that trip was, the journey they're about to take to Egypt would have been a lot worse.
他這個旅程已經很艱難,但是當他們去到埃及的地方,這個路程更加艱難。
They're not starting out from home.
他們不是從家出發。
So packing wouldn't have been much of an issue. All they had is what they'd taken with them to Bethlehem.
他們這次不需要撿很多東西,因為他們都不在家出發,都沒什麼東西拿的了。Plus
maybe the gifts that the Magi had given them.
或者是他們博士給他們的禮物,那些帶了黃金去上路。Now
the road from Bethlehem to Egypt was harder and longer.
在伯利恆去到埃及這個地方那條路是遙遠很多,難很多。
It's about 350 kilometres through a barren, desolate wilderness.
是大約是350公里,經過很多沙漠、荒野的地方。
I should say that's probably not the route they took.
牧師在這裡聲明,這個路線可能不是真的他們的路線。
That's the best Google Maps could suggest at the moment.
是现在这个现代科技介绍我们走这条路的。
See, in modern days, there's only one place you can cross the border from Israel to Egypt.
在当时只是有一个可以 过境的地方。
Mary and Joseph would have been able to take a much more direct route, but it was still a long road.
虽然他们可能走那条路可能直接一点，但是条路都是一样很漫长的。
And this time they're not obeying a royal decree, but a divine warning.
他今次不是因为受到国王的吩咐要去做人口普查而去上路，是因为他受到一个指示。
They're literally running for their life.
他们是根本是逃生。
They flee Herod's henchmen in the middle of the night.
他们在午夜中急急地执拾要走。
You get a sense of the urgency in the angel's warning in verse
13. 在今天的经课第13节那里的讲到，你可以看到那个急切性，那个天使对于他们报梦的急切性。
When he tells them to get up and flee straight away.
叫他们起来，即刻要走了。
And it's clear they get out of town in the nick of time.
他们当然是刚刚紧紧赶得及离开这个伯利恒。
We read that Herod's furious that his plan to trick the wise men had failed.
希律王因为他们的逃走了而感到非常之愤怒。
So instead of a surgical strike, he opts for overkill.
他的三博士没有告诉他们去哪里可以找到主耶稣，所以他们希律王就宁愿有杀错没放过。
He orders his men to kill not just every boy, but every child.
他吩咐他的士兵不是只是就杀晒所有男丁的小孩子。
And not just every infant, but every child under the age of two.
不是初生婴儿，他只是两岁以下的都一律要杀晒。
And he doesn't just target Bethlehem, but even the children in the surrounding areas.
还不是只是指伯利恒一个小城市，是伯利恒左右附近的城市都要杀，通通杀。
He's determined to try and kill this newborn king.
他是很下决心，一定要杀了这个新生的君王。
What he does might seem like overkill to us, but to Herod, this was all in a morning's work.
我们好像听到他很残忍，好像杀了很多东西，但是呢，在当时的希律王来讲，这个只是小事，半日已经搞定了。
When he came to power, Herod slaughtered all of the family of his predecessors.
当希律登基的时候，他也都是屠杀了他之前的 王的家人。
In his time, he executed more than half the Sanhedrin and hundreds of court officials.
他是在他执政的时候，他都杀了很多公会的人，还有很多执政的人。
He even murdered his own wife and mother-in-law and three of his sons.
他连自己的太太，还有他的外母，还有他三个仔，他都可以杀的。
So killing what's estimated to be maybe 30 children in the area around Bethlehem was nothing for him.
保守估计，他大约当时杀了30个两岁以下的小孩，对于希律来讲，直情是小儿科。
He was paranoid about any threats to his power.
他很害怕他的王位是受到动摇。
He didn't care where the threat came from, even if it was God himself.
就算是这个新生的君王是神派来的，他都不理了，我也都要杀，因为我可以影响到他的王位。
Herod shows us the great lengths people will go to in order to eliminate all traces of God from their lives.
你希律可以看到很多人可以不择手段地是能够抹去主耶稣基督的存在。
And to deny any claim that God might have over us.
而去否定神是对我们 的信仰。
So in the face of this opposition, Egypt's not such a bad place for Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus.
我们可以看到这个这么艰难的时候，我们知道其实埃及对于玛利亚、约瑟和耶稣呢，都不是一个太差的地方。
In fact, at the time, there was a large Jewish colony in the city of Alexandria.
其实那时候在亚历山大那里有很多犹大的人的。
Mostly made up of other people who'd fled Herod's reign of terror.
是那些因为要逃离摩律的希律的摩掌的人，在以色列人走到去那里居住。
But apart from the relative safety, God had another reason for sending them to Egypt.
除了是令到他们一家得到安全的时候，神吩咐他们 去埃及是另外一个原因。
We're told in verse 15, it's to fulfill a prophecy.
是今天的经课第十五节就讲到是应验了圣经 的启示。
But we'll think about that more in a moment.
我们一会儿会继续提及这一点。
See, some time passes, and Herod's death gives the opportunity for the family to go home.
咁当希律死咗嘅时候，亦都俾到约瑟一家有机会可以回翻去本地。
It looks at first like they intended to go back to Bethlehem.
初初佢哋系好似系想翻翻去伯利恒城咁样。
But on the way, Joseph hears that Archelaus is ruling over Jerusalem and the Judean countryside.
但系当系半途之间咧。若瑟听到话阿基路而家系统治紧耶路撒冷。
Archelaus is almost as bad as his father Herod, and so Joseph's understandably worried.
阿基路比起个父亲好唔得好多，都系好残忍嘅。咁若瑟就好担心。
So God instead sends them to the region of Galilee.
咁神又启示佢叫若瑟去加利利。
Which was under the rule of Antipas.
系加利利系 Antipas 系佢阿基路嘅兄弟。
He was another one of Herod's sons, but he was much more moderate.
他们是希律的儿子，但是呢，他是比较性情，比较温和的。
And so Joseph settles with Mary and Jesus in the town of Nazareth.
所以约瑟和一家人呢，就在拿撒勒那里定居下来。
The whole trip to Egypt and back should be evoking some memories.
这个整个去埃及的，还有回来，是不是有些是反映翻以前嘅嘢。
That's why Matthew quotes the words of Hosea chapter 11 verse 1. Out of Egypt I have called my son.
所以马太喺呢个福音度讲到引述到何西书讲到话第十一章第一节讲话就从埃及召他召我的儿子来。
He really wants us to see the connection between Jesus and Israel's history.
佢系将呢个主耶稣基督这个行程和以色列在埃及的行程作为一个比较。
So just as Israel, the man and his family went down to Egypt, so too does Jesus and his family.
亦都好像当年以色列人是流放去埃及地，而主耶稣基督亦都是去过埃及，而回来。
Herod's slaughter of the infants echoes Pharaoh's attempt to kill the Jewish children.
希律王要杀两岁以下的小童，和法老王当年是杀以色列人细路的是差不多相仿。
But just as God preserved Moses' life, God preserves Jesus' life.
神当时是保守摩西，神亦都是保守主耶稣基督。
And then just as Moses led the Israelite nation out of slavery in Egypt,
好似摩西带以色列民出埃及咁样。
Jesus too comes out of Egypt to lead his people, God's people, out of a much worse slavery.
主耶稣基督亦都好似引领我哋出埃及咁样，去嚟脱离呢个罪恶。
The links are strengthened even further as we see in Matthew 4.
喺马太福音第四章，我哋可以睇到更强嘅关系。
Jesus' temptation in the wilderness mirrors Israel's time wandering through the wilderness.
主耶稣基督在旷野受到试探，亦都系好似以色列民在旷野度受到试探咁样。
What's happening is Jesus' life isn't just repeating the events of the history of Israel, though.
主耶稣基督就好似反复咁样系以色列民嘅历史咁样。
It's to show that Jesus is the true Israel. He's God's true son.
亦都可以证明到主耶稣基督是神的儿子，是真实的。
Matthew's been trying to show how Jesus is the real deal. He's the one who fulfills, who completes all of history.
马太在告诉我们，主耶稣基督是真真实实的，是历史上都是这样的。
Matthew's also trying to show us how God is in control of history.
马太都告诉我们，神是怎样掌管着这个历史。
That nothing can stop him from keeping his promises.
没有可以令到他不守他的应许。
In the first two chapters of Matthew, God's shown over and over again how Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophecies and promises God has given.
在头那两节，马太福音头两节，很重复重复地，主耶稣基督是个应验了旧约和神的应许。
There's at least three directly quoted in our passage today, but another eight or nine or more in the first two chapters.
今日我經課有起碼有三次講道神的應許，但係喺成頭嗰兩節經課嘅時候，亦都有起碼有七八次，亦都係有咁多應許嘅實現。
Matthew wants us to know how much we can trust God, that He's in control and He keeps His promises.
馬太好重複話俾我哋聽，佢要我哋相信神嘅話語係真真實實嘅。
That God's words come true.
神嘅話語係會成就嘅。
And they're completely trustworthy. It's also setting us up to see how Jesus' words are true and trustworthy. He wants us to trust everything God says. For when God speaks, He keeps His promises. Speaking of which, pun intended, did you notice all the ways God communicates in these first two chapters?
今日有没有留意到今日头一两节经课话神怎样跟我们沟通呢?
We've been reminded how God speaks through the prophets.
我们已经提醒到就是神是藉着先知。
But to the wise men, God spoke through in signs and the stars.
他藉着这个星来带领这个三博士。
Psalm 19 and Romans 1 affirm that God speaks through creation.
在诗篇第十九节和罗马书第一章，亦都是讲神怎样是用活物来晓谕我们。
Along with this, at least five times in God speaks through visions of angels and in dreams.
亦都有五六次提到神怎样是用梦境，或者是用这个天使报梦来跟我们讲话。
Which has given me pause to think of how closed we are to God speaking to us in this particular way.
我们可以停留想一想，就是我们跟神的关系多密切，用这些可以从神沟通到呢？
In other parts of the world, in other cultures, God still seems to be speaking in dreams and visions.
在其他国地或者文化，亦都有报梦这件事。
But it's something we in the Western world seem much more closed to.
好像比起我们西方的文化来说，是更加贴切一点。
Although one member of our church was telling us last week of visions that she's had.
George说到上个礼拜我们有个会友跟George说有个异象。
Your first reaction might be like mine, to be cautious.
我们的反应，或者好像George的反应当时一样，就是要很审慎地考虑一下。
And it's right to question and interpret any visions or dreams.
我们虽然是去考虑，很审慎地考虑，或者是疑问的这些异象，是可能是合理的。
But I wonder how much our skepticism is cutting us off from one of the ways God might be trying to communicate to us.
但是我们经常抱着这么怀疑的心，是不是能够将神跟我们说话的时候，就是掉以轻心，不相信呢？
Or if we'd rather stick to the more concrete, we've been reminded how God speaks through the words of the Old Testament and those of the New.
但是我们只需要看到旧约的经课，神怎样应许他每一样的应许。
How all the words of Scripture are trustworthy and true.
他的应许是真真实实，亦都是受到应验。
And above all these, the clearest way God speaks to us is face to face.
神亦都亲自跟我们说话。
Through the person of His Son, Jesus Christ.
藉着主耶稣基督。
Hebrews puts it really well at the start of that letter.
希伯来书第一至第三章咁讲。
Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, He's spoken to us by a Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory, the exact imprint of God's very being.
在PowerPoint有咁讲到。
God speaks to us most clearly through His Son.
神藉着祂的儿子是跟我们直接对话。
And we get to know His Son through His Word.
我们因为神跟我们说话，而认识到主耶稣基督。
So thinking of all the different ways that God speaks to us, I wonder, will you listen to God's words this year?
神藉着这么多的方法跟我们说话，我们究竟会不会听神的话呢？
Looking back over my sermons, I've realized that every summer that I've been here, I've advocated a Bible reading plan at the start of the year.
其實 George 都好沉氣㗎啦， 年年都係同我哋講一同一樣嘅信息， 就係我哋要讀聖經嘅話。
Guess what? I'm going to do it again.
估下 George 今年又講咩呢？
Because reading God's Word in its entirety is something we need to be continually encouraged to do.
但是 叫我们读圣经是一个很需要的事， 因为我们每个人都需要很恒切地阅读圣经。
So this year, will you take on a Bible reading plan?
今年的新年意愿， 大家会不会是去做一个计划， 去怎样读完整本圣经呢？
There's lots of different ones available. If you want to know more, you can ask me and I can recommend some.
想讀完一本聖經是有很多方法的， 但是如果大家有興趣的話， 可以跟George直接溝通， 他會有介紹一些方法給我們。
There are great tools to help you read the Bible regularly.
有很多幫助我們的東西， 可以幫助我們讀聖經。
But if you already do that, that's great.
你如果已經開始， 當然是很好啦。
Let me ask, how will you go further?
但是你開始了之後， 繼續怎樣去進步呢？
How will you know, how will you get to know Jesus even better, to hear God speak to you even more this year?
我們怎樣可以更加認識神的話語？ 所以如果神跟我們講話的時候， 我們知道是神親自跟我們講話呢？
And how will you encourage others to listen and to hear and to respond to God's words to us?
我們怎樣可以鼓勵我們的親朋戚友， 我們的會友， 是更加用心聆聽神對我們的說話呢？
We should trust God's words and we should listen to them.
我们需要相信, 需要听神的说话。
But there's one more lesson to us from this passage.
但是在这个经课中, 还有一个教训。
Joseph is a great example to us of how we should be willing to do what God commands.
就是若瑟怎样真的很切切实实地听神的话, 要去做什么他就做什么。
To follow where he leads us.
是要跟随。
God tells Joseph to go ahead with his marriage to Mary, and that's what he does.
神叫約瑟同瑪利亞結婚，娶瑪利亞，佢就係真係咁做。
God tells Joseph to take his new family to Egypt, and that very night Joseph leads them off.
神叫佢即刻起來去伯利恆，佢即刻去。
God tells him when it's time to go back to Israel, and so off Joseph goes.
然后神又叫他们由埃及再回去以色列，约瑟也即刻坐言起行，即刻去。
Sure, he has his worries, but they're the worries of a person on the road, on the journey.
当然，约瑟一定会有相当程度的担心， 因为真的搬家是不是很容易的事。
It's not like he sits back at home and bargains with God until he gets a completely clear plan.
但是他没有跟神, 讨价还价, 神叫他去，他就去。
God tells him to do something and he does it.
神叫他去啦, 带家人离开埃及啦, 他就立刻去做。
He doubts, he presumably prays to God, but above all, he obeys.
他可能有他的怀疑, 但是我很肯定他有跟神祷告。 但是最终的时候，最重要的嘢就系佢服从。
He just does what God commands.
神叫佢做咩嘢，佢就服从。
He doesn't try and bargain or barter with God.
佢冇讨价还价。
Notice how it's the exact opposite of the way Herod responds.
呢个系咪同呢个希律王对于呢件事嘅反应系完全背道而驰呢？
Herod did everything he could to disobey God, to ignore him.
希律知道是神差派的王下来， 希律做了所有他能力范围以内的事， 去反对，去破坏这件事。
Joseph is the opposite.
但是约瑟就是完全一个反面。
He holds nothing back. He does everything to command everything God, he does everything he can to obey everything God commands.
他完全不保留地， 神要他做什么，他完全做足。
Will you follow God like Joseph and like Mary and like the wise men do?
我们会不会好像约瑟啊，或者是三博士啊，或者是玛利亚咁一样咁紧紧跟随主嘅话语做事呢？
When you hear God telling you to do something, to change some aspect of your life, will you do it?
当我哋可能听到神要我哋改变我哋生活上某一种嘅方式嘅思想嘅时候，我哋会唔会真系去做呢？
Will you go where God tells you to go, even if it means big changes?
我哋会唔会去？ 神要我们去的地方，虽然去这个地方令到我们会遭遇很多改变。
Will you live the way God calls you to live, even if it's hard?
我们会不会是行主的道，活出主的样式，虽然这样做法是会很艰难。
Will you be willing to give it up and follow God to go on the journey He calls us on?
我们会不会放下自己的一切，跟随主走天国的路程呢？
We've just celebrated Christmas, the coming of God's own Son.
我们刚刚庆祝了圣诞，就是主耶稣基督的诞生。
Time when we realized that God held nothing back, He gave everything up for us.
我们要学主的榜样，祂就是完全没有保留的，将自己的最好的给了我们。
Will you do the same for Him?
我们会不会回报，这样同样回报主呢？
So as we approach this new year,
当我们接近我们这个新年的时候，
as we think about the year ahead, will you trust in God and His promises?
在未来的一年，我们会不会相信主，服侍主呢？
Will you listen when God speaks to you?
我们会不会细心聆听主和我们轻轻的说话呢？
Will you read His word?
我们会不会读祂的话语呢？
And will you do what He asks, what He calls you to do?
我们会不会行祂要我们行的事呢？
Will you join me in being people on the road, people on the journey that God calls us to?
我们会不会在一个天国路程，大家一起携手向前呢？
Let's pray.
大家请低头祈祷。
Gracious Lord, we thank you that your word is trustworthy and true. Help us, Heavenly Father, to listen, to read your word and listen when you speak to us. And then help us, Lord, to obey. Give us strength when it's hard, but encourage us and lead us on. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.